Tuesday night, Chai B'Salvavis. We're in Perek Shlishi of Shara Bitachon. And we're going again through the Chai B'Salvavis again in his listing of the five hakdomas, the five premises that are necessary to develop full Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So number one is to internalize and to be convinced and to realize that the seven things of Perek Beis are all true about Hashem. So we learned, and then he discusses each one. We learned number one, two, and three. And now we're up to number four, which is number two of Perek Beis. For Haravias, that's on page Kuflamid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Of the Haravias, which is number two of Perek Beis, Shehu Mashgiach Benihu Komatsove Bnei Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything you're doing. He is aware of everything. He cares about everything. Lo Maznichom, he's not too tired. He's not too lazy. He's not too involved in other things. You say he's more, he's busy with more important things than if the cake I made is going to come out okay. If I'm going to sleep well tonight, he's busy with the universe. It's not true. First of all, it's not true for many reasons. But I think a main reason that we should be aware of is that everything is petty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything you can think of, whatever the magnitude and whatever the pictures of the universe that Jonathan showed a few months ago or weeks ago, right? That's all so petty to Hashem. So it's all petty. It's just a question of the way we look at it. That's the point. The point of Perek Beis was to have bitachon in someone in a way that you're calm. You have to assume that even though he loves you and wants to help you, but he's not too tired or too lazy or too involved in other things or too absent-minded or he's busy. You go to someone that helps people. So he says, you know, take a ticket, wait online. He's too busy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo maznichem lo masalem mehem v'lo yeyolem me'enu mi'uma mi'dover katon va'ad gadol v'lo yashkicheu dover l'dover. Nothing is too petty, nothing is too small. They laughed when I said he cares about who wins the baseball game. I don't know what there is to laugh at. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's as either unimportant or important as if you become a millionaire or not. In the scope of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once we're dealing with what in Sifri Hasidus is called Mamalei Kol Olmin, as opposed to Sovev Kol Olmin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world. And everything is dependent on Hashem, and everything is only a manifestation of the Ratzon Hashem, so it doesn't matter if it's the Yankee game, or if someone, or who wins the war.
What about when you talk about how Hashem, you don't want Hashem in your life, he sort of gives you over.
If you, what the Chai B'Salvavus, Matt's pointing out that what does it mean when it says in the beginning of the Chai B'Salvavus in the Psicha Tashar B'Tachon that if you, so to speak, reject Hashem in your life, so he gives you over to those forces. What that means is that there are definitely different shechvas, different layers of hanhaga. There's hanhaga protis, hanhaga klalis. As I said, let's say your average person gets sick three times in the winter. Now that's definitely the Ratzon Hashem. There's no such thing as the tevas mechayev that you'll get sick three times a winter. So if your faith is in the doctors and in the cough medicines and in the heating system of your home and in the sweater that your mother knits for you, so then Hashem says, okay, so I'll deal with you on the level that you'll be like the regular person that gets sick three times a year, three times a winter. You'll be laid up. But if you say, I'm relying on Hashem to keep me healthy, and I'm aware that the sweater and the heating system and my jogging in the morning and the vitamin C that I take are all just the ways that Hashem acts through them to keep me healthy. And Hashem says, well, you're a chash of a person, you're relying on me, I'm going to take you out of the norm, and you'll only get sick twice this winter. Or once, or never. What? Yeah. Right. Ka'amro, the Navi says in Yeshaya. Now, you have to understand, what we're saying now is not a small thing. This was the... This is really incomprehensible that Hashem should care about these things. And the old day Avodah Zorah, the whole Avodah Zorah stemmed really from the impossibility, the illogic, the irrationality of believing that this is true. That Hashem, who's Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vanora, cares about if my chicken soup comes out tasting good or not. So the old day Avodah Zorah said that can't be. So it must be that there's a god of chicken soup and a god of fertility and a god of parnasa and a god of rain, because it can't be. And that's what Klal Yisrael said. Loma Tomo Yaakov was Udaber Yisrael. And this becomes a very heavy theological question when you have the Holocaust and when you have the Churban Beis HaMikdash. You say, where's Hashem? And that's what Klal Yisrael said. It didn't start with the Holocaust, where's Hashem? You know, we think we're big knackers, that we listen to the Klal Yisrael talk about the Churban Bayis. Loma Tomer Yaakov Usadaber Yisrael, Nistar Darki Me Hashem. Hashem has pulled away. Hashem is ignoring me. Hashem doesn't know what's happening to Elu. Umi Elokai Mishpat the Yavar. And then, no, I don't want anybody singing. Alo Yadata Imlo Shemata Elokei Olam Hashem Borei Ketzel Sa'aretz. Come on, everybody knows that song. Borei Ketzel Sa'aretz Lo Yiyah V'lo Yiga Ein Cheke Lusfunoso. It's indeed incomprehensible. And I think this number 4, which is number 2 in Perek Beis, was the basic point of the basic error of the Avodah Zorah. They said, like, it can't be. Hashem can't care about these things. It doesn't make sense. Not if he's Hashem. And we believe that in tandem with Hashem being Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora, and incomprehensible, and Atok Kadosh, Vishimcha Kadosh, we also say Hashem is Somech Noflim, Verofei Cholim, Umatir Asurim, and he knows what's going on, and he cares about what's going on. As we say, you know, every little prat to prat. But it's really, it is something that, you know, you say, oh, Hashem's too busy to care about if I get customers today. So that's what you have to wipe out of your mind. So that's number 4. So again, in developing full-fledged bitachon, you're internalizing that Hashem loves us and cares about us. Number 2 is that Hashem knows what's best for us. Number 3 is that Hashem is omnipotent. And number 4 is in this perek. As I said, I think the order of this perek is from easier to harder, to really convince yourself of it and be really convinced of it and really believe it in your heart of hearts and know that it's true. And number 4 is that Hashem cares about, knows, and is aware of every little thing that's going on in your life.
What about if there were no Yidden at all that followed the Yankee game or any sports in the club in the whole world? There were no Yidden following such a thing. Would that put less of a burden on Hashem? I mean, like, would he have to mess with that if there was not a Jew in the world?
I don't see why it's totally in Jews. It's not totally in Jews. Hashem's running the whole world. Hashem's running the whole world. It's not totally in Jews. It might be more on the Hashgacha Klolis. But why do you think there's a saying on any given Sunday any team can beat any other team? It's because Hashem's in charge. Bachamishas, number 5. Number 5 was number 6 in the second perek. Shame. This we said it in different ways at different times. No one can hurt you if Hashem doesn't want. No one can help you if Hashem doesn't want. She'ein b'deyechad hanivron lahoa la'atzmo, to yourself. You can't save yourself from from becoming poor, or you can't save yourself from becoming rich, or from it's not going to help you to, you're not going to live longer, you're not going to live shorter. The idea that you have to watch your health is under the regular category of what we call hishtadlus, what the Chaim Zarovitz calls his askus besivos, that Hashem wants us to go through the motions, and that's the will of Hashem, and if we don't do the will of Hashem, so then there will be consequences. But that's how you have to think of it. But no one can harm you or help you below the hazik. No one opening up a business next to you is going to take away your customers. It is counterintuitive. This is avoda. So with avodas, we're reading it, you know, in 5 minutes, but it takes, you have to take one thing a night, a day, a week, and think about it, and really bring yourself to the point where you actually believe it, or are convinced that it's true, or know that it's true. It's really only logical. If you really just believe in Hashem, and you have some understanding of the nature of Hashem, that He's Echad, and everything in the world is Ritzono, so all of this really are just pratim that flow out of the cloud. But, you know, and we're just making specific points about Hashem's omnipotence and omniscience and Hashgacha Pratis, etc., etc. So this is what Yosef tells his brothers. You didn't. This is what the Chinuch says in the mitzvah of Losikom, in the Avera of Losikom Velositar. This is what David HaMelech said by Shimi Ben Gera. It's not him that's doing it. Hashem's patching me. It's not him that's taking away my parnosa. It's Hashem that's taking away my parnosa. It's not him that's giving me my parnosa. It's Hashem that's giving me my parnosa. So the last time we learned this, years ago, we said over the song, about the journey song, about the breakfast. The Rebbe that he brought him breakfast every morning. You don't know, nobody knows. It's a nice song. You listen to journeys. I forget which journeys it's on. Which journeys is it on? So he brings him breakfast every. It's a nice song that about the Rebbe, that the Shamash brings him breakfast every morning. And the Rebbe says, "Thank you, Hashem, for providing me with breakfast." And the Shamash is going like, "Hey, like, I'm the one bringing it to him. What's going on here?" He says, "I'm going to teach him a lesson. Tomorrow I'm not bringing him breakfast. And they'll see already who gives him the breakfast." So then the song goes on, that the Rebbe meets someone in the street, and they're sick, and they say, "Can you daven for me?" And the Rebbe says, "I'll daven for you." And then he goes home after davening, and they get better, and they send him over a big basket of food. There's a knock on the door. It's a nice song. It's in one of the journeys. So, no one can take away your breakfast if Hashem doesn't want. Ki yo'evet she'esh lo adonim yosur al echad. The chiddush in the Chayvus Halvavos, what we really have to think about, is it says no one else can help you. It's a chisaron bitachon if you think someone else can help you, because that means you're not fully relying on Hashem. You can't fully rely on Reuven if you think you have a fallback position. If Reuven doesn't come through, so I always have Shimon to go through for the money. So that means you're not fully relying on Reuven, because you have an Eitzah. So you have to understand that with Hashem, no one else can hurt you, and no one else can help you. It's all just Shluchim of Hashem. If a servant has more than one master, and each one could give him breakfast or lunch or supper, or withhold, put him in jail. He cannot be talking on any one of them. He has a fallback position. He says, if this doesn't work out, I have an Eitzer. And if one of them is stronger and more capable than the other, so commensurate with the ability comes more and more bitachon. If he's able to help me more than the other one, so I have bitachon in him more. Let's say only one of them could determine his fate in anything, so he'll only have bitachon in that one. Arei be'echach shu yiftachol levado. Levisheinu makaveh toeles mizuloso. He has nowhere else to turn. That's what you have to... That's the easy way, so to speak, to develop bitachon on Hashem. When you realize that it's reality. It's not a frum kite. They're not telling you to be frum and to have bitachon in Hashem. Kavod Al Rodos is telling you to be real. And to say, wait a second. I'm only in touch with... If you have bitachon in Hashem and you develop bitachon in Hashem, all you're doing is getting in touch with reality. Because it is only up to Hashem. So why not cut out the middleman? Go straight to the boss. Say, I want to speak to the manager. I went to a bank in Muncie with a check from someone else, from that bank. So I didn't want to cash the check to me because I wasn't a customer. I said, you can't do that. This is a check that says paid to the order of. And it's signed by the guy. And it's your check. I was by the window, the driving. I said, you have to give me... I said, this is illegal. I'm going to report you to the FDIC. I can't believe you're ruining the banking system of America. You have to honor this check. He said, no, we don't. I said, I want to speak to the manager. She said, I am the manager. At the end of the story. What? I said, a manager never has to man the window. You can see what kind of a bank this was already. I'm not surprised anymore. The manager's taking care of the drive-up window, Nebuch. It's for sure illegal. Paid to the order of. Right? And I had identification. Why do I have to be your customer for? This is a tzivui, a tzav. That's the whole banking system. How can you not honor a check? She didn't honor it. Did I report it to the FDIC? No, I went to my bank and I kissed them. So he's, so I'm saying he, Harei Behekrach, Lekach, Lefishenim HaKabatol Mizulos, you're not expecting anything from anyone else. You're just getting in touch with reality. V'imkach, Imhel Hagam Alibo, once you realize, Shelo Yoel Ovala Yazikov, Echod Min HaNevroim, no one can do anything to you, not beneficial and not detrimental. Ki Im Bishus Hashem Yisalem, only if Hashem made the decision that this should happen to you, and he sent them as shluchim, you find a libo miyerosom, you'll stop being afraid of what people will do to you, you'll stop being afraid of, you say, oh, you better not do this, because that guy's going to get angry at you, and you're going to lose your reputation, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose this, you're going to lose that. You say, wait a second, I'm not going to lose my job unless Hashem wants me to lose my job. End of story. That's what he's saying. The tikvasam, and you won't look forward, you won't look for their approval, you won't be motivated by people's approval. The yiftach alabore yisroma miyasadu levado ka'omro al tiftchu benedivim beven adam. Then you have to put a comma there, she'en lo teshua. It's not beven adam she'en lo teshua, it's beven adam comma. Why? Shein lo teshua. He can't help you. A person can't do anything for you. Okay, stop here.